Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thanks to Daniel and Ed and Liz and Glen Ellen and Robin and Gary W. Hall and Carol and Bob and Nan for sending us a bunch of jokes today. Now, I think my wife's been putting super glue on my collection of antique pistols. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my guns. I wonder what you people who write you instead of Y-O-U and you are instead of Y-O-U-A-R-E are doing with all your extra time.
Hey, Cowboy John, how many cows got out of the pen?
Oh, I like that. You get a southern accent.
They're twang. I know.
Yeehaw.
17, Cowboy Dave.
Well, round them up.
Okay, 20. No cows were injured in the telling of that joke, but our faces looked really painful. I have a bumper sticker that says, honk if you think I'm sexy, and then I just pull up at a green light and wait. Four-year-old Tommy asks his mom, where does poo come from? And she's like, ah. So she describes ingestion and digestion and elimination in great detail so he could understand. And after that, he says, well, where does Tigger come from? Oh, guys, I finally thought of a name for tent strings. Page two. What's the difference between a dumpster fire and a Texas energy company? Sorry, you can heat your home with a dumpster fire.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to contain a vegetable?
Dave, we're still on the vegetables.
You thought you were going to get away from this, didn't you, Vic? You thought you were going
totally.
To escape.
I'm so interested to know what vegetables.
Jokes. Dave, I'm going to cue you again. Go.
Hey, John, does every sentence need to contain a vegetable?
Dave, Vicky and I would appreciate it if you would ask someone else these dumb questions.
Fine, I'll cauliflower.
A Polish guy from Chicago goes to the optometrist, who asks him to look at that chart on the wall with CZWJYKLMTZJK. Doctor says, can you read it? Polish guy says, can I read that? I dated his sister.
His names do look like that, don't they?
Wait, I know that guy. We went to school.
We have no consonants.
No vowels. I think he's working for IDOT. I think he's got a job downtown. And then we got this note. Hey, John Williams, remember yesterday somebody sent in a joke and they wrote to us again. I told you our supervisor gave everyone but me a dried grape. And I asked why, and he said, well, I can't give you a raisin. Well, I filed a complaint with HR because of that. I thought you might just want some current information. I bet you wondered how I do. We call them speed jokes. I'll choke hands to make me blue. You can share them with your friends by going to WGNradio.com. WGNradio.com/speed jokes and email your best efforts, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com.